Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is your host, Jennifer Jones Bryant, your two-time best-selling author, your award-winning career coach, and motivational speaker. My podcast is all about overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. The topic that we're going to talk about today is about leadership, trailblazers, and leaders. And both are very familiar topics. I love talking about leadership. I always say that leadership is not about a role. It's not about a title. It's all about an action. So today I have Kern Crockett Cherry, who is here with some of her collaborating authors on Trailblazers Who Lead. And so Kern is here with Tanisha Phillips, Tony Moore Esquire, Kamaka Bowens. So I'm going to start off with Kern Cherry. Can you tell us a little about yourself? I'm going to ask each of the authors to share a little about themselves.
Okay, well, I'm Kern Cherry, speaker, writer, author, collaborator, entrepreneur, and I develop events. It's kind of what I do. I'm a home care owner, been in business for 23 years, PR in home care with my husband, and I am the co-founder of Success Women's Conference, which we have every year. We're averaging over 1,000 people in attendance at that conference. I also have coming up new this year, Power Up Summit, which will be in July the 31st through August 2nd. So just busy doing some things, and I'm happy and thankful that you included us in your podcast.
Happy to have you. Happy to have you. Kamaka Bowens, please let the audience know about you.
Hi, I'm Kamaka Bowens. I am a mother, an author, a feminist, a community worker, humanitarian, that comes from very humble beginnings. Started my journey as becoming I was a pregnant teen, and worked my way all the way through that to get to this place in life where now I have an opportunity to give back and kind of be an example to those that may not have started off so solid.
Okay, thank you. All right, Tony Moore.
Hello, my name is Tony Moore, and I am, I sometimes, depending on my mood, I call myself a boss legal diva, because I pretty much am a woman who is on a mission to help more women to get their rightful money, make their money in business, even in their jobs. Make their money, build wealth, and secure a legacy that defies their reality.
I'm Diva. All right, Tanisha.
I am a licensed professional counselor. I'm an entrepreneur, a speaker, an autism advocate, a coach, and I'm a philanthropist. And I'm a woman who believes that anything that you put your mind to, you can achieve.
I love that. I love that a lot. And what I will also say is to the listening audience, if you have not picked up on this, these are women who have a diverse background. But I'm also picking up from these ladies that they all seem to be servant leaders. So I want to spend some time chatting with each of them to learn a little bit more about their chapters and what made them come about writing their chapters. And so I'm going to start off with Kern as a visionary of this book. Can you share with the listening audience what made this title be the title, right? And what made this whole collaboration come about?
So I tell people, last year after I finished with Success, our conference in 2019, I took some time to kind of just think about, all the women that are in attendance and all the women that are doing these amazing things. And I hear about it as I talk to them, but who else actually knows about what they're doing? And so after some nudging from my project manager, she kept telling me, you need to do a book, you need to do a book. And I, you know, not being a natural writer, so to speak, I finally just said, you know, I'm just thinking I need to help bring other people's stories to light. Some of the things that they are doing are affecting people on a national basis. And even though they're not realizing it, it's impacting the world. Everything that we do is impacting the world when you're helping and pouring into others. You never know who lives you are connecting and helping. So therefore, I just thought, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and reach out and see who's interested in being a part of it. And to my surprise, there we have over 29 people, including
our
four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, quite a bit. We have Glory Mayfield Banks as our fourth, Cheryl Wood, and Teresa Royal Brown as our guest expert writers as well, authors as well, because all three of those women are amazing trailblazers who are out front doing their thing. But, you know, then we have all these other women, like the ones that are online today, that are also doing amazing things.
Yes, they are. And I thank you for sharing that with me. And so I want to turn to Kamaka to ask her, what does trailblazing mean to you? A trailblazing leader mean to you?
For me, a trailblazing leader means someone who has been out on the front lines to create a path for those that follow. For me personally, as I mentioned in my introduction, given who I am, that I was the pregnant teen. So for me, I feel I personally blaze the trail for those that may have found themselves in that same predicament. So for me, being a trailblazer just strictly means to be a front runner to change the game for those that come behind you.
Okay, love it, love it, love it. So Tanisha, can you provide what trailblazing leader means to you?
Trailblazing means having a vision for a different future, a faith that turns dreams into reality, a determination that cuts through barriers and obstacles. For me personally, my life was full of barriers and obstacles that I address in the chapter. What made me successful was my ability to have a vision for a different future. I was never able to settle or become complacent with where I was. There was always something that kept saying, there has to be more to this life. That's where my faith propelled my dreams into the reality I'm living today. Only trailblazers can thrive in the midst of adversity, not only for themselves, but to leave a path for others to follow.
Kamaka, can you please share with the listening audience, what does trailblazing leader mean to you?
Yes, for me, trailblazing leader means one who blazes a trail and understands first that God has already blazed the trail for you. So for me personally, as I mentioned in my introduction, being a teen pregnancy, God blazed the trail for me to follow for those young ladies that may find themselves in a situation like that on how they can still be successful and thrive.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So, Dr. Toy, can you provide the listening audience with an overview of who you are and then follow on to answer the question about what trailblazing leader means to you?
So I'm Toy Watts. I am the superintendent of the Laurel School District in Laurel, Mississippi. I'm the first female superintendent they've ever had. So
wow.
For me,
okay.
And they've been around for a pretty good little while here, over 100 years. So for me, trailblazing is just going places where other people haven't gone and having to navigate that path without any immediate guidance, having to figure it out along the way.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And I love hearing first ever, right? Because that's what I think about with trailblazers. It's like so many of you have said, which is blazing the trail that's never been walked before or gone down before. And it's so inspiring to others, and it gives them hope that they too can make things happen. I'm pretty sure, Dr. Toy, you got stories to tell. I mean, over my 30-year career, particularly in the federal government, I was the first ever director sitting in jobs with folks who were on their second and third career. I was younger, I was a minority, and then there was just so many other challenges that came with that, but it was also very rewarding. So kudos to you in your superintendent job. So thanks for sharing that. Now, I want to go to the next question that I have. My next question is for Kern. Can you tell me about, I know you were the visionary of this collaboration, and I know that you have, I believe you said Gloria Mayfield Banks will be your forward writer. Did you have a chapter in the book? Can you share, you know, if you did, what the reader, you want the reader to walk away with?
So mine's kind of a combination as the visionary. I kind of highlight why I'm doing the book and that type of stuff. But in addition, as far as who I am and how I trailblaze, I'm always a person who believes in, if the door isn't open, and people hear me say this all the time, try another door, go around the back, lead the charge. A lot of times we all sit back and we're waiting for somebody else to do something. We're waiting for somebody else to create something so that we can jump on and be a part of it. You know, and that's actually what happened with success. For over 10 plus years here, women were talking about, we need a women's conference. We need a women. Yes. And yes, there are events here that, you know, workshops and all that kind of stuff. But there was nothing that really inspired or empowered women to take the leaps that they were, you know, that they needed to take, to step out and do that business that you needed to do and things like that. So we were like, so my partner and I were sitting there like, you know, hey, you know, she looked at me and said, well, why don't we just do it? And I'm like, as usual, feet first, think about it later. Yeah, let's do it. Right? And so,
yes.
So I find that I've always, even in my home care business, I created a conference called Right Resource Information and Planning for the Elderly, where we averaged over 600 people at that conference every year for about 6 years. But I did it because caregivers were calling me and saying, hey, you know, what do you find this? Where do you find this? And they're always giving this runaround, like, you know, we don't do that service, but, you know, and they never pass on the information. I'm like, well, look, we'll just bring all these people and put them in the same room and bring in some doctors and nurses and all that so they can share with social workers and get this information in front of them. So I've always found that you as an individual have the ability and the God-given gift. It's inside of you. You have passion that other people are waiting for you to share. So instead of waiting, trailblaze it. So that's kind of how I live a little bit, just taking chances and doing something and hopefully creating opportunities for other people as well.
I love it. I'm about creating, innovating, and facilitating. Just get it out there. And I'm also about that 80% solution. Sometimes we feel like we got to be 100% perfect, right? And I'm about 80% and let the market dictate the rest. Like, everything is evolving and changing. Just get it out there. So thank you for sharing that, Karen. Now, Kamaka, I wanted to ask you about your chapter and what you want the reader to walk away with. After you speak, then I'm going to go to commercial break. But if you can answer that question, that will be awesome.
Yes. After reading my chapter, my hope is that the reader will walk away feeling empowered, especially if they are in a difficult situation or in a hard place of life, that they'll walk away empowered to know that there's something greater on the other side of their trial, their pain, and to just really bring in all the, have an openness to receive it and become greater for it.
Okay, that's a mouthful. Thank you. Thank you for that. Very impactful. After the break, I'm going to come back and speak with Tanisha, Dr. Toy, and Tony. So we'll take a few moments of a break, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within, an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com. Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. All right, I left with the first few writers, the visionary and two of the authors of this collaboration book, Trailblazers Who Lead. Now I want to speak to Tanisha. I wanted to chat with you if you can answer the question about providing the listening audience with about your chapter and what you want the reader to walk away with.
Okay. My chapter is about my life story of how I transformed from survival mode to living in the moments of life. A survivor is someone who lives through affliction. However, I'm wanting readers to understand how to live by enjoying the fruits of life. Living is truly moving beyond the basics of survival, allowing yourself to enjoy life despite the circumstances.
Okay, thank you. All right, Dr. Toy?
So my chapter is kind of how did I get here? I've tried to condense it as best I could. And I would want the reader to walk away knowing that you first have to lead your own life. You have to make decisions about yourself for yourself that may not live up to what other people's expectations of you are. But you have to make that decision to lead first.
Amen. Amen. That is true. Because sometimes your actions may not be popular, right?
Right.
But you got to take the risk and go for it. All right, Tony.
Hi, this is Tony Moore. So my chapter actually is called Show Up for Success, but it could be called so many different things because ultimately I just take the reader through a journey of being the abused, wounded child who suffered trauma from physical and mental abuse and sexual abuse and was laughed at and got kicked out of homes and was in foster care and didn't really know how I was going to get to the life that I wanted, but I always had a big dream. And then I tell them how I messed up. But then I also told them how I had that awakening moment when I almost died from a ectopic pregnancy. And I was like, you know what? I apologized to the Lord. I pretty much was like, I'm so sorry for pretending like nothing mattered. I'm so sorry for decorating myself with the degrees and the jobs and the experiences and not necessarily creating the life that I wanted. So when people read my chapter, you know, since I'm a legacy girl, I'm like, you got to create your own legacy, regardless of what the beginnings look like. Because, you know, regardless of those self-inflicted wounds, because that's what I talked about, how I was hiding my own bloodstained hands of my own self-inflicted wounds. And I just want people to know that at the end of the day, there's just three things that they need to do to pretty much create their own legacy.
Awesome. So while I have you, I do want to ask you, while you were writing your story, or your chapter, in your story in your chapter, what was the most surprising thing that you learned about yourself?
So I'm a writer, I'm a lawyer, but I'm a writer. So this is probably my fourth anthology, and I'm writing my fifth book now. So I already know that when I write, this is my worship. And then the words of my mouth, I use them as lessons for the reader to pretty much identify that if they could see me through their wounds, that they can possibly see an opportunity for them to live out loud and create their next best.
Wow. Okay. All right. I like that. That sent chills through my spine when you talked about the if they could see themselves through your wounds. It's mm-hmm. giving somebody else hope. So thank you. Thank you very much. All right, Dr. Toy, can you answer the question of what did you learn about yourself? Was it something surprising that you learned about yourself while writing your chapter?
Yes, that being here is not an accident. That all of the decisions you make ultimately add up to who you become. And that first decision, everything begins with a decision. That's totally what I believe to my core, that whatever you want, you first have to make a decision that you want it. And my story, of course, tells my journey of getting here. But when I look back at the story, it's so funny looking at every time there was a turn in my story is because I made a decision. I stuck with it and God blessed it. So
yes.
God in every single piece, every step. He orchestrated it all. I have no doubts about that whatsoever. I believe everything I've done, I've been called to do. And I can just see it. It laid it out so clear, and it was beautiful to see it all together.
Awesome. Tanisha?
For me, I have a pretty high level of self-awareness, which comes from meditation. But the beauty of self-awareness is that a lifelong journey, is constantly evolved. So writing this chapter allowed me to reflect upon my journey as a whole instead of in fragments. And a lot of times what we do as people, we look at this situation, that situation, versus the whole journey itself to allow ourselves to give our own self praise that look how far you've come, look what you have done versus looking at the negatives of what has happened to you. So I wouldn't trade my struggles and my triumphs for anything, because my chapter reminded me that the adversity in my life propelled me, and it also opened the doors for me to help others. Everything in my life was tailor-made for me, the good and the bad.
So was there any surprises when writing your chapter that you learned about yourself when writing your chapter?
Yes, learning how far I came, looking, being able to truly see my life in the story and not just in those pieces. Because sometimes we just beat up on ourselves or we don't look at the achievements and the accomplishments we've actually made. So as I was writing and when I was seeing everything on paper, I was like, wow. You know, and I had to acknowledge how much that I had been through, because sometimes we don't acknowledge. And so I realized that I had gone through a lot, but I had overcome so much.
Sometimes we don't reflect upon our journey And I talk about often that people look at where we are today and assume you've always been there. But it took a journey to get there. And there's always that in the middle process, in the middle of healing, you know, in the middle of learning yourself, in the middle of becoming more self-aware, so you can propel yourself for your next chapter in your empowerment journey. So thank you, Tanisha, for sharing that. All right, Kamaka, can you share with the listening audience what was the most surprising thing that you learned about yourself while writing your chapter?
I guess for me, and even to piggyback off of some of the other authors, it was really learning that I was more resilient, more powerful, wiser than I could have ever imagined. I believe that people in their moment in time, as they're living, you're just living, you know, you're just taking what comes to you and you're doing your best to go, you know, to survive, even survival. So when you're surviving life's trials and hits, you're not really aware of what you've really just survived. You just kind of take a hit and you just keep going because you can't stop. So in preparing my chapter for the book, I realized that, wow, I've really overcome a lot. I didn't know it was that, like, looked like, it's kind of like hearing something again for the first time or mm-hmm. seeing it again for the first time. It's like, that's a lot. So for me, it empowered me to read my chapter after it was complete and told me a lot about just how something that I've made light of my life, my experiences, my hardships, and just felt like everybody goes through stuff like this. You know, this is everybody's life. There's nothing special about this until I actually had an opportunity to read it and realize now from that point, as Tanisha said, you know, tracing from where you started to where you are now.
Absolutely. And, you know, every time that I tell my story, and I tell different parts of my story that have taken place over the past 30 years or, you know, being out on my own since the age of 17, I learned something new. I learned something new about myself. I learned something new about the lesson and what God wanted me to see in the lesson. I just posted, you know, a story on my Facebook where I was interviewed with Headline News, and I shared my story of having to leave home at the age of 17 because my mom threw bullets against my door and threatened to kill me. And she had a severe case of manic depression, and that started my road to survival. But what it uncovered for me as a surprise was I still cared for my mom through high school as well, you know, through up until her death. But I learned about the presence of unconditional love and what that means. And so you can continue to tell your story over and over again. And sometimes surprises will come later on in years to come as you were telling your story in terms of revelations. So Kern, as the visionary of Trailblazers Who Lead and pulling together 29 trailblazers, so what surprises did you learn about yourself in terms of pulling everyone together? I know you, as I said earlier, you have diverse experiences of authors in your book. You have beginners, you have those who are intermittent, some who are experts.
Exactly.
What surprises you learn, Kern? What surprises did you learn?
Well, I learned I'm super busy, that's what.
productive.
But one of the things I mentioned in the beginning is that as a person who just really started doing collaboration, I think this is actually my third. I've been a part of two others. And so I realized that I can do it. You know how you always, people make comments about themselves, well, I'm not this and that, like the writer and all that kind of stuff. But I learned that, hey, you can do this. And you can this is an opportunity for other people to be a part of this as well. So basically turning a something that I considered a challenge into something that's actually helping and motivating others to also share their platform, share their stories as well. The other thing that I've learned from doing collaborations is that, and I saw this on one of my friends' Facebook site, where they said, you know, share how many stories, write down 41 things that you did that's a part of you that you can share in a story. And I realized, you know, people have multiple stories in them. And maybe it's a piece of the first story that breaks out into many other stories. But, you know, from doing that, I realized that people should share their stories, because you never know who you're going to impact. You never know when you listen to these ladies that are online, some of the amazing things they're doing, and they're not even sharing all the stuff that they're doing. But, you know that you are touching somebody. You may never meet that person in real life. Even though you sold somebody a book, somebody else may see that book. So I realized that We are touching people's lives that we may never, ever meet. We're able to share something and learn a lot about ourselves and to be able to impact others. For me, I really can see where I can really, really help people share their platform. And this is one of those platforms, part of their platform.
Thank you, Karen. And you said something everything you said was important. But here's the thing. I don't know if a lot of people look at it this way. The book itself is an instrument. It is a force multiplier. And what I mean by that, it is a way to touch so many people's lives over and over and over again without you physically having to be there. You never know who may get their books in their hands, and you will be able to save them and help them to give them hope. So we're going to go to a break, and after the break, I am going to ask each of the authors to provide the listening audience on where we can find them.
Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Urban. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. I have been chatting with the trailblazers who lead authors. This has been an incredible, engaging conversation. I'm learning more about each of the authors. I hope that you've enjoyed this discussion as well. Before we sign off, it is important that I get from each of the authors where they can be found. So I'm going to start off with Tony. Please provide to the listening audience where you can be found. And if you have any events or anything coming up, shout those out as well.
So I am in a big push to get more women to have better relationships with their money. I am using my platform to have deeper conversations about having people appreciate that they have the power to have a million-dollar legacy. That's something that we don't talk about often. You don't necessarily, I'm a church girl, definitely don't hear about it in church, even though we're blessed and highly favored, but that's a different conversation. on that platform more, where I get a chance to talk church and money as an estate planning attorney turned business lawyer. They can find me at MS for Money Strategist, MS Tony, T-O-N-I, Moore, MS Tony Moore on social media, mstonymoore.com, where I'm pushing out a lot of information and things of that nature. And MS Tony Moore is also where I have my Dear Future Millionaires conversations, because all I know is that under Jeremiah 31:22, we women have the power to create a huge legacy, so much so as different as a woman encircling a man, that if the future really is female and we have the power to create wealth, we can't show up broke. So that's where I'm at. That's my passion. That's what I'll be talking about maybe for the rest of my day.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And so are you on Instagram as well? Facebook as,
yes,
as
ma'am.
Tony Moore. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
MS Tony Moore. Instagram, okay. Facebook, and mstonymoore.com. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Dr. Toy, where can we find you? And please, if you have any events, shout them out.
Well, I'm one of those people on the list that's breaking into this plan here of moving forward in my own personal business. So I just right now have an email address. I have not put anything else out on any platform. So it's toyboxdoc@gmail.com, toyboxdoc@gmail.com.
Oh, you're getting ready for your next. Don't worry about it. Trust me. First time superintendent, you're going to have lots of stories.
Yeah.
You will. All right. Thank you for that. Tanisha?
Okay. My company, you can actually find me on my company's website. My company's name is Building Behaviors Counseling Services, LLC, and our website is buildingbehaviorsllc.com. I have not yet built my Facebook or Instagram platform, but that is currently in the making.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Kamaka?
Hi, yes. I can be found on LinkedIn, any of the social sites, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I am a practicing NP in Gulfport in the Orange Grove area at Maxim Health Urgent Care. So I can be reached in on any of those platforms.
Okay, thank you. And then lastly, we have Karen. Like, where can you be found? I will tell you, before you answer that question, I need you everywhere. I know that we are friends of social media. I know that you have a lot of things that are going on, and I want to make sure I give you due justice. And please let the listening audience know where they can find you, and you shout out any upcoming events that you have going on.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say I want to thank all my co-authors that joined me today. Some of them are so modest, they haven't even tapped into the things they do, like Kamaka, who's actually one of the heads of, one of the people leading one of the largest nursing organizations around the nation, and then, of course, our educator, who is amazing and from the coast, but blew up even more. And she's a minister wife. And then Tony Moore, who's that legal expert who also deals in the entertainment industry. And of course, Tanisha, who's built her own practice. I remember when I met her, she was talking about building her own practice. And now she has probably more than she can handle in the mental health field, but she is amazing as well. I am doing... there's a lot. You can find me on any platform. My favorite platform, and people will always hear me say, and I hope all my co-authors are listening, LinkedIn is my favorite. I have over 21,000 followers there, but it is just that platform that I think everybody should be on, whether you're a career, entrepreneur, whatever. It is where every entity is looking, and you know people are going to be losing or looking for a job, so you should be there. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can find me on any of those. It's Current Cherry or Current Cross Cherry or my home care business, PR and Home Care, and that website is prandhomecareservices.com. And then I also have my own personal website, KarenCherry.com, successconference.info. Put your application in, speakers, powerupsummit.com. The Power Up Summit will be live here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, July the 31st through August the 2nd, probably one of the few conferences that will actually be live. We're smaller, so to speak, with around 100 or so people, but we will be bringing in some top speakers and success, which has never had less than 540 people. We're going virtual, too big to shrink it, so we're going in a major way, virtual mid-September. Look for those dates. In addition to that, I have several virtuals coming up, and definitely next week we're going to address mental health awareness. United, we survive and thrive. We're going to tap into that because we know there are people that need help, and a lot of people are going to need help. We're bringing on a lot of experts, so check out my Facebook page and all my other sites. It's going to be a Zoom event, so we're going virtual. And y'all know I am a coach, and one of the things I coach is how to create a profitable live or virtual event. So, and I've been doing it for over 15 years. So definitely look me up. Look me up, Karen Cherry at prnhomecareservices.com. You can email me or go to my website.
I love it, and I got to put a plug in. I think I put an application in for your Power Up Networking. I think I did that at the same time I was finishing my interview with Speaker Magazine. So, so I need to follow back up to see if it made its way to you. I did that a few weeks ago. So definitely would love to be a part of that if you would have me. Definitely could talk.
Awesome. Yes, I will be looking through those soon because we had to. You know, with COVID, there are a lot of changes that had to happen. Can't do it in New Orleans, so we're coming to the Gulf Coast, which is an hour away, and we had to change the date. So it's just things that happen that hold up the process of what you want to do, especially as a person who builds conference. And you know they call me the butt in the seat queen. So I'm all about getting people in attendance and I'm all about empowering people. The purpose of calling it Power Up Summit is because we want to power up people's lives, power up their career, power up their business. You know, power up. It's time for speaker, coaches, authors to power up. Don't take a break right now. Power up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I thank each of the authors for being on the line with me today. I tell you, this time seemed to have gone so quickly. I hope our listening audience got a snapshot of what this powerful Trailblazers Who Lead book is going to be all about. I started the podcast recording by saying that being a leader is not about a role, is not about a title. It's about an action. So find something or a way that you can create, innovate, and facilitate something new today to blaze a trail, not only for yourself, but for others as a legacy builder. Thank you. This is Jennifer Jones Bryant. I am your award-winning career coach, two-time best-selling author. Check out my book, Overcoming Personal Challenges to Achieve Professional Success. I can be found on Facebook as Jennifer Jones Bryant. I also have a group called Reaching Within, where I provide a professional development tip. And I can be found on Instagram as Reaching Within, LinkedIn as Jennifer Jones Bryant. Until we meet again next week, take care, remain healthy, and stay safe.